doing? I don't just mean, you know, today, right now. I mean, how are you doing in general? I feel like I haven't really actually checked up on you in a while. And, you know, things are really taxing right now, emotionally. And so I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Well, it's just, this morning, I could see you in the bathroom mirror, and I don't know, you were kind of pinching at your waist and your stomach, and I've just never seen you do that before. Hey. Look at me, okay? I really, really, really want you to know that I would never, like, ever, ever think less of you because you gained a few extra pounds, especially when it's not your fault. Everything is, like, gone to complete shit right now, and I'd rather, you know, your mental health is intact more than anything else. Come here. I don't know, just sit. I just want to feel you. I still love your body, no matter what. I mean it. I don't care if you're a little softer in some places. And the fact that you're worried about it just means that you care about yourself. And as long as you care about yourself for you and not because of me, that's, you know, important. You know, I mean, all the gyms are, like, just barely reopening, and you have to schedule an appointment, and your day's already hectic. No, I'm like, super proud that you want to get in shape again. I've always just found it weird when, you know, someone's kind of griping about themselves, and the automatic reaction is, oh no, you're perfect the way you are, you don't need to change. I mean, you know, you don't have to change. If you didn't want to, I wouldn't force you to, but if you do want to, I wanna support you. I mean, I'm not a perfect specimen, especially in this situation. I went through the freshman 15, and now I'm getting the quarantine 15 all in 1 year. But you're so cute. I just don't think I can hold you tight enough. Even when we're smushed together like this, I want to get even closer. feeling of your skin. It's, I don't know, it's just so you. It's comforting. Do you like it when I run my hands under your shirt like this? I also love the way you smell. The smell of the soap that you use, and I don't know, whatever scent you wear, it's just, it's always in your clothes and in your hair. I want to ask you to do something, and you can totally say no. There's absolutely zero pressure, but I kind of just want to see you naked. It's hard to really appreciate your body with all that clothing on. Are you alright with that? Okay. I promise I'll take everything off too. That way you won't be naked alone. As fucking absolutely cheesy as this is gonna sound, you honestly belong in a museum. It doesn't even matter when. Now, before all this, when you're flushed and heaving after you exercise, or, you know, when your hair is all messy after work, it's all art. Personally, I think you must have been sculpted by the gods, because god damn. But I know I'm being really cheesy, but I promise it's true. Everything about you is just, it's so unique, and god, it's just perfect. I'm in like major disbelief all the time. It's just, I don't know, how did I manage to beg you? I know where all the little spots on your back are. Right here, and here, and here, and here. all that stuff about you. It's like, kind of like a map, I guess. Some super cool, exotic fantasy island. Yeah. Oh, you're not like an average landmass. You're like some unheard of, like, you're on some El Dorado shit, you feel. I know I'm using a lot of really strange metaphors or analogies, but I don't know. It's hard to find, like, regular words to describe it. I hope you understand. I think your body is gorgeous no matter what. Let's just cuddle for a little bit so I can touch you. I like being tangled in your arms. There's really no one I'd rather spend quarantine with.